LiveWire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for LiveWire. Today, I welcome Andy Bennett for Story Behind the Song. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Ling. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What is the mystery song you have for us?
Right. Well, they're the biggest group ever. You should know who it is from that, really. These are the biggest pop group ever lived.
Tell us why the song is significant to you.
Well, this song has meant a lot to me over the years. I learned to play it, and I played it at my wedding for my wife. The lyrics are fantastic to this song. The chord changes are great. The lyrics are great. The production on it's fantastic. The playing, it's just a great, great ballad song that I don't think anybody has touched. People just don't compare to this. People don't write songs like this, except for the one guy that did write this song. And although it's credited to two guys, it was just a one guy song, but it was the band that played it, I believe.
Is the writing of the lyrics and the music also created by this band?
Yes. What a great songwriter he is. Of course, he's probably the greatest songwriter of all time. If not the greatest, he's definitely one of the greatest. And this song, the way his words, the lyrics just, they roll off the tongue and they mean so much. And they can bring a tear to your eye. They can really affect you in a way that music doesn't really affect you anymore the way it does. But the way he wrote songs and the way that certain people write songs, it affects you, well, you know, emotionally more than anything, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a work of genius. Not only is it work of genius, it does make you believe in love. And it makes you visualize what he's singing about, is what it actually does, this song. I picked this song because of how phenomenal it is, obviously what it means to me personally singing it at my wedding. But, I don't even know if it was a single, but it was certainly on a great album too. I mean, the album that it comes off was just a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When was it written?
Well, it was written around 1965, 66, I'd say, because that's when it came out. It came out in 66.
Mm.
And the album it came out on was just, a game changer. I mean, it rivaled Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. I mean, I think this album came out, and I think it inspired Brian Wilson to write Pet Sounds. So that's how big this album was. Yeah. The album after it, you know. But this album inspired Pet Sounds, inspired Brian Wilson to write Pet Sounds. And like I say, I keep saying it, I keep going on about it, about the lyrics meaning so much, but you can visualize when he's singing it, you can visualize what he's talking about, what he's singing about. And it just...
It's very personal to him, do you think, the song?
I have no idea. I've never met the guy, but I've got to be... It's personal to me. What you just said then, actually, it does make you feel like he's written it. Like it's something that I wish I'd written. It's something that I feel myself, like when I sing the words and play it, I think, you know, it has that meaning as though I'd written it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I could never have written something. I mean, it's a work of genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
mm-hmm.
Shakespeare, mm-hmm. something, you know, it's just.
So this song has sort of inspired your own self, because you are an artist in your own right and a guitarist. Do you feel that that particular song had a real impact on you then?
Absolutely. I mean, this song really from day one. I mean, I probably heard this well. I mean, I wasn't born when this song came out, but from the very first moment I heard it, it blew me away, and yet influenced me, and I still try and capture some of the magic that was captured on that track in my own writing, but I don't think I've got anywhere close to it yet, but I'll keep trying. But this song is just phenomenal, is all I can say.
Do you have any history of its record sales and how many other singers have covered this song?
You know, I don't know how many other singers have covered this song, but I can guarantee you that the record sales topped it for that year. The album alone, like I say, I don't think it was a single. I don't think it was.
It wasn't a single.
No. Mm. So it wasn't a single, but the album it came off was up to that point. Was probably the highest selling album of all time until Pet Sounds, probably with the Beach Boys. And then following that, the album that the band I'm talking about released up until then. And I think the one after that became their biggest selling album anyway. So you must know who I'm talking about.
So that album made his music even more popular because of this particular track.
Maybe not just because of this particular track. Mm. I mean, the whole album just had innovation after innovation on it. I mean, I think it's got the first backwards pieces of music on it. It's got the first loops, you know, I mean, they're looping these days, but it started then. In 1966, it started then with this band and this guy, and on tape. And I'm not talking looping with a pedal, or I'm not talking looping with digital technology on recordings. I'm talking they're holding glass or pencils with tape going around. I mean, fed into machines. It's just unbelievable.
Takes a lot longer, isn't it, in those days to record a song and put everything together. They didn't have a studio like they have today. So you've got to give them credit for that, isn't it?
Quite. I think I could have picked any track off this album, to be honest, because the innovation alone is just mind-blowing, mind-boggling and mind-blowing. It's just unbelievable. But the track I'm talking about,
yes,
really doesn't have much of that. It's pretty much one of the only straightforward love songs, ballads that's on this record. And the production on it by the guy who produced it, which isn't the guy who was the songwriter. Can I say who the producer was?
Of course, yes.
So George Martin produced this record. Oh. And I think he really got, you know, what the artist wanted. He knew where he was coming from. He knew where he wanted to take it. And I think he absolutely nailed it. I think the clarity and the tone he got out of whatever. I think it was done on a four track. I mean, it's ridiculous. Especially the other tracks that are on the album. But this track, to be done on a four track and it sound the way it does, you couldn't be anything less than genius.
Is the track still being played on general stations all over?
I wouldn't know. I only listen to your radio show, so I don't think you play it that much, but maybe you should.
I will after you reveal who it is.
Okay.
It's not a song that you hear enough in today's music.
Maybe not. I think you hear it occasionally in other songwriters. They may have picked up on it and done their own spin on things, perhaps, like modern day musicians may listen to that track and then write their own kind of how they would have written a love ballad nowadays. But you'll never come close to that. Well, have you got any inkling of what I'm talking about yet?
It's hard for me to say. I listen to so many music, so I wouldn't be able to identify that particular one until you let us know who that person is and what's the song title.
Well, you must know who the band is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Are we gonna say that yet? Or are you
are you ready for the reveal?
Do you want me to reveal it right
now?
Okay, so that the artist obviously is the Beatles. Okay. The album is Revolver, and the song is Here, There and Everywhere.
Fantastic choice of song. Love the Beatles music. This person is still making music today.
He's still out there, and I think he's still there. He's still going. Mm-hmm. Paul McCartney's going strong.
Oh, he's a legend. You know, Paul McCartney's a legend. All the members in the Beatles, they're all legends.
They're all legends.
Thank you for giving us your time today for Story Behind the Song.
Thanks ever so much to Steve Osborne. Thanks for having me. All right. Take care now. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Here, there, and everywhere.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. She doesn't know.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.